don't know where life's going, but soon it will be gone. I hope the wind that's blowing helps me carry on. Turn on your radio, baby. Baby, listen to my song. Turn on your nightlight, baby.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford's 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. living room armchair. But they say it'll work out fine. Was it all a waste of time? 'Cause truths are shackled in my dungeon of fire. I'm the princess screwing up, and you wear your armor, and you save pretty girls like me.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your cares behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind.
The wind is in from Africa. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave here, Carrie, but it's really not my home. My fingernails are filthy. I've got beach tar on my feet. And I miss my clean white linen and my fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane.
Carrie, get out. cheeks and these soldiers around for these friends of mine. Let's have another round for the bright red devil who keeps me in this tourist town. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane. I'll go to Rome and rent me a grand piano and put some flowers around my room. But let's not talk about fare-thee-wells now. The night is a starry dawn and they're playing that scratchy rock and roll beneath the mantle moon. Come on, Carrie, get out your cane. Last night I couldn't sleep. Oh, you know it sure is hard to leave you, but it's really not my home. Maybe it's been too long a time since I was scrambling down in the street. Now they got me used to that clean white linen and that fancy French cologne. Oh, Carrie, get out your cane.
In the dark, that's Meeting teen girls online is easy. It's as simple as going into a chat room and starting up conversations. Chatting seems safe to them, so they're much easier to approach than they would be in person. Once we start chatting, I act as cool and understanding as possible. I wait out their suspicions. The longer we talk, the more they trust me. Usually it doesn't take all that long. When they send me their picture, I tell them how hot they are. A lot of girls have never had a guy tell them they're beautiful or special or smart, so they eat it up. After I have them convinced we're soulmates and I should be their boyfriend and all that, I ask them to meet in person. The trick is never saying we have to meet. You ask them, make it seem like it's their choice. Once I get them to meet me, well, that's when things get really interesting.
Online predators know what they're doing. Do you?
1 in 5 kids online is sexually solicited. Don't believe the type. Visit cybertipline.com to learn how you can protect yourself from online predators. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Need to know now, because my loneliness is killing me. Thank you. This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio.
My heart fell to earth. two, three, four, five, six. Rock and roll, and I'll be out all night. Roadrunner, that's right.